from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think there's a couple really important and tangible criteria for MVP. The tangible one is obviously stats. You got to put up numbers and whatnot. But I think the thing that voters love, and I've seen this over the years, they love a story. They love an arc. They love it something different. They love this guy's in a new team, or this guy has a new coach, or in the case of Josh Allen, he has the story already written. Almost 200 receptions just walked out of his huddle from last season, and everyone's thinking, well, then maybe the bubble has burst a little bit. He's going to have to do this all by himself. And he will. That's a great story. If Diggs leaves and whoever knows what he does with Houston, fine. Don't underestimate, though, the power of a really good story. And I think he has one already, as long as the production is there, and I think it will be.
That's Kyle Brandt on Josh Allen, his MVP chances. I agree 100% with what he's saying, which is, it's a lot like, to me, Nate, Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year, I fall into this trap.
Best coach, best team?
No, opposite. Coach that did the most with the least. That's the coach of the year to me. Like, if you did
well,
the most.
You,
like,
but is it to the rest of the league?
It's not. Yeah. It's not. So I fall into that trap because I know, like, Mike Schoep will tell you, like, yeah, but the guy who has the best season could be the, right? Like, I don't think he, I don't want to speak for Mike. I don't think he feels the same way I do about it. And he kind of goes against the, it shouldn't just be like, well, you did a really good job with a lesser talented team. Because it does take away from teams and coaches who do a really great job. I'm not opposed to a guy winning Coach of the Year if he goes 15-2. I mean, that's incredible.
Stefanski won it last year?
But Stefanski won it. He had three different starting quarterbacks for multiple games.
He deserved that.
Right? So my point is, I think a lot of times awards are looked at this way. So if Josh Allen goes and has a 4,000-yard passing season, 30-something touchdowns with this group of receivers, and they win a lot of games and win a division, he's going to be really, again, right there for MVP. And maybe even more so because people will look and go, look what he did with this group.
Yep.
And that's what Kyle Brandt's saying for Josh Allen. Let's see what the Bills' offense looks like. Jeff in Hamburg joins us here next on the morning show. It's the Jeremy and Joe Sal. Sal and Jeremy and Joe show. Sal and Nate filling in. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
The biggest thing, so I hear a lot of, you know, oh, well, it went a little run heavy after Brady took over. But I'm thinking, well, he didn't have an offseason to install his offense. So we don't really know exactly what he's going to be looking at going forward. And I know he might not exactly have that 1A receiver going into the next season unless, you know, Ayuk, you know, whoever knows what's going to happen there. But that was kind of my thought. I feel like if you guys had any thoughts on that, is it really going to be that run heavy, or do you think that there might be something that we could look forward to going forward where he has a full off season to install his offense the way that he thinks it should be going, and you know, what your guys' thoughts are on that, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, let me start with this. Good question, Jeff. I asked Joe Brady when I saw him in Indianapolis for the combine. I said, Nate, what is it like having to take over an offense in the middle of a season? Like, what can you do and can't you do? Like, because Joe, you don't have the same offense as Ken Dorsey. It's not like you're just walking in like, oh yeah, everything's the same. And he said, of course it's challenging, right? But you know what he said that stuck out to me? And this is very much backed up by Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott when they talk. He said, what you first do is you start with Josh. It's Josh's offense. It's not mine. It's what does he like? You have Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
What does he want to do? Okay, let's start there. This is where we're going to build off of. Okay, so that's the kind of the concept. Now, if you're talking just philosophy of run versus pass, that's dictated by a lot of factors.
A lot of factors, yep.
And I think that the Dallas game really heavily skewed a lot of this, by the way, right?
I agree.
But also the weather did. They were winning games. Towards the end of the year, they were winning games by doing it the way they were doing it. They didn't have to necessarily throw the ball. And by the way, they weren't great at it.
Mm-hmm.
They were forcing the ball to Stephon Diggs. They couldn't get the ball downfield. Well, if you're, why keep trying to force something you can't do? And then when you have James Cook, who, oh, by the way, was top six in the league in what, rushing yards and yards from scrimmage and all that, you can get him involved and do a lot of different things. I agree with Jeff that a full offseason, I think Joe Brady, this is not an offense we're going to be talking about after 4 weeks going, why are they running the ball so much? I think he is going to throw just as much as we have expected this team to throw over the last few years.
I agree. I'm also of the mindset that I think about and I want to keep going back to the Chiefs game. We talked a lot about it yesterday. And I think a lot of people sort of forget. Everyone gets so mesmerized about the Diggs drop, right? And then we kind of forget about the second down play to Khalil Shakir, where he just gets bumped by Chris Jones, and how different that game can be. I think this blueprint is exactly the type of blueprint I see the Bills using next year when they're playing offense. First drive, 14 plays, 60 yards. 11 plays, 75 yards. 12 plays, 75 yards. 15 plays, 75 yards. And then the drive that they got down, and it's 27-24, the Bills get the ball, then Diggs drops that pass. Listen to these plays afterwards. Allen, short pass, right, Kincaid. Allen, short pass, left, Knox. Allen, short pass, Kincaid. Allen, short pass, over the middle, fumbles, touchdown. Okay, that was a shotgun. Okay, 4th and 3. Short, Khalil Shakir for 10 yards. Short, Kincaid for 8 yards. Short to Sherfield. Short, 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 short. I think that they're going with a more timing and principled passing offense. And yes, I think they'll have a play or two a game, or to start a drive, take a pot shot down the field. Hey, defensive coordinator. Hey, safeties. We still have Josh Allen. And if you're gonna load the box, if you're gonna try to stop us, you're gonna play press coverage and try to stop us from throwing the ball short, we're gonna hit you over the top. We do have MVS. We do have a Curtis Samuel who can get down the field. We do have a Khalil Shakir that can get down the field. But I think that the ball's going to come out quick, and I think that they're going to use Dalton Kincaid in a lot of those option routes. And I think it's going to be, Josh, can we get a timing and rhythm offense from you? And then when we need it, can you extend plays and make plays down the field? So that's, to me, if you want to say that they're going to be a more run-heavy team, I would probably push back on that. Will they be an extension of the run in terms of some of the pass plays they do? Maybe. Those quick screen passes to Diggs. I think that they gave the ball to Diggs in those situations because they were struggling to find ways to get him the ball. I think they'll be way more effective with those when it's Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel catching them instead of Stephon Diggs.
I'm seeing things coming out of Texans camp about Diggs and how much of a vocal leader he is, and you know, just the energy. And there's no doubt about that. Like,
it's not a surprise.
If anybody questioned like that kind of stuff with Stephon Diggs, no doubt. But also, I think that's also part of the reason he's not here anymore, which is, it became a lot about Stephon Diggs and everything surrounding that, for good and bad, because the story was always about Stephon Diggs. Does he want the ball? Is he mad about this? And what happened last year at minicamp? He's always been considered a great teammate by his teammates.
Yep.
But you're already seeing stories from Texans camp in a positive way about how Diggs is, you can tell he's on the field. You can tell he's vocal. He's out there. Stephon Diggs is truly the alpha male of the Bills offense, right?
Yep.
And that kind of, in a way, to me, took away from Josh Allen being the true alpha male of the Bills' offense. That's why you've also heard this offseason, I don't think it's a coincidence, Nate, We've heard a lot about Josh Allen's leadership and even him saying how much of a different leader he has to be because of this new group.
Sure.
I think this is a chance, and even by design to me, that Josh Allen needs to take more of that kind of charge. Not that he's not a leader, but he always had Mitch Morse and Stephon Diggs, and even to a lesser degree, Gabe Davis, who came along after him. Guys like that on his offense, and look at the defensive guys they lost. He didn't have to be the number one true vocal alpha male leader on a team. I think that that's time for it. He needs to now. And I think that's part of the whole kind of evolution and change in this iteration of the Bills and what they're trying to do. And we'll see if that translates that way.
Big birdie for Lowry on 18 there. Get to 2 under.
Oh,
big
done?
Birdie. Yep,
shot,
he's done.
Shot a 69, 7 under through two rounds. Daniel Brown at 5 under. He's through 11 holes today. But look who is number three.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He is there, as you said lurking. Before, lurking. Scotty Scheffler,
just lurking in the shadows.
There's Scotty Scheffler right there. Nate, have you thought about? Oh, by the way. In case you missed it, I don't know if you saw, Tyler Medikevich has signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers over the last couple days.
Interesting.
That's where he was before he came to Buffalo. And I bring it up because obviously it's notable. He's a Bill. He's been here for a few years. He's truly a special teams guy. Have you thought about the kickoff stuff at much? Like, I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
Right? And the new rules. And it's going to be wild. And I've probably spent too much time, but I'm telling you, people who think that I might spend too much time thinking about it or talking about it, wait till you see it in the preseason. There are going to be people. I am not kidding you when I tell you there are going to be people who turn on an NFL preseason game. There's a kickoff and they're going to go, "What the hell is this? Did I turn on an XFL game? What?" They're going to have no concept of what is happening. It is so remarkably different over what we've seen, and I'm telling you too, it is going to be wild in the preseason because Nate, teams want to evaluate that play and their players. And they're going to be trying all different kinds of sorts of things on the kickoff.
Who do you think the Bills are going to opt to back there?
Great question. To me, it's a running back like a Ty Johnson. It's a Ray Davis, maybe. Mm. Those kinds of guys. I don't think you're talking as much anymore about your...
sixth receiver, fifth receiver?
Yeah, the smaller, shiftier guys. I think you need a little more power.
Mm.
Because I just think there's an opportunity there. If you can break through the first kind of wave, you can run, you know, and it's not, you're not getting ahead of steam necessarily. You kind of got to navigate through short spaces. I'm even more interested in what the composition of the roster looks like on the actual return team and the kickoff team and how that's going to happen. guys like Tyler Medicavich, who are now on the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? Those are the kinds of guys, and he's been in the league a long time, but these linebacker types, these bigger body types, can get your hands on you, they can make tackles. That's what I think the league is going to go to a little bit, but I have no freaking clue. And then the question is, do they actually kick it into the landing zone, or do they kick it deep? How do they try it? What do they do? Are we talking totally different after 3-4 weeks? I don't really know. I do think it's going to be interesting. I think punt returning is more of a question to me about who are they going to put there than kick returning. So I think kick returning, they'll have guys on the roster. Rostered guys can probably do the kick returns.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the case on punt returns. You can. You can have Khalil Shakir do it. Or do you keep a Daquan Hardy, who's a rookie, as a corner to be your punt returner? To me, those are the questions that got to be answered when it comes to special teams.
It was why I was – I know that Hardy, the other one that they had last year, I know that the cap number was probably a little bit higher than they wanted, and they were looking to you know, cut money where they could. I was surprised they let him go, Deonte Hardy. I thought that, especially towards the end of the year – obviously, the Dolphins game where he breaks that punt return, and that really changed the whole dynamic of that football game. I thought that strictly from a special teams perspective, they might want him back. So it'll be interesting, Sal. You're right. I think it'll be something I watch when I get to training camp next Sunday to see what special teams looks like. I'm going to tell you, you are not the only one. We're not the only one talking about this. Scotty, what a freaking putt to save par. I just am distracted by how good he is. You are not the only one that talked about this. I Joe and I both participated in the Scott Fish Bowl fantasy draft over the weekend on Sunday at Fatty Beer at Worlds or North Tonawanda. Mike was not there because his son had a lacrosse game. Otherwise, he's normally there. That's like he's a fixture at these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wish that Mike was there. We had a woman in one of the drafts, there was three separate draft board sale, who picked, I think from like the fourth round on, returners. This league, the Scott Fish Bowl league, is I think it's 30 points for a return touchdown, and then it's like a point a yard for return. You could get like 65 up to maybe 80 points for a return touchdown in this league. So she decided, we're in Scott Fish Bowl, I'm going to do something crazy. She started drafting a bunch of returners. The Turpin kid from the Cowboys, one of the running backs from the Giants, Tracy. But by the eighth round sale, she was writing in names because the names weren't available on the stickers and the kits that they got for the fantasy football kits. So it's a topic of conversation, not just amongst the circles of people that are interested in what this looks like, but fantasy realms as well, because it's a kind of a game changer for the fantasy football game.
It is going to be very interesting. I'm not sure if you heard me tell Joe the other day, I get to keep one guy from my fantasy league, but it's got to be a guy I drafted in the eighth round or later last year.
Okay.
Anthony Richardson. I get to start with him this year. And I get to count him as my 18th round pick, Anthony Richardson. I think I'm ahead of the game right there. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We will wrap things up here on a Friday morning show. It is the Jeremy and Joe Show. It's Sal Capaccio and Nate Geary here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.